This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Already Tuesday, sun's out, looks good.
What?
No rain in the forecast at all, which is actually... now that it's been a few days, I think we...
Oh, you didn't get any yesterday?
No rain. Oh, you got some rain yesterday.
A little teeny bit.
Oh, we had a lovely day here yesterday.
But yeah, the forecast is sunny for like 10 days straight. And this is where we run into trouble as a state. We get a decent start to the winter season and it looks good. And then it just turns off. So let's hope. Fingers crossed that we still have another storm or two.
Couple more.
With substantial rainfall.
Yeah. We actually, it was nice. We had a month-long stretch there where it pretty much rained every day.
Yep.
Come on. Adele. Adele is doing that.
Adele does he.
How is Adele doing?
Adele's, oh man, she couldn't be better, really.
Good.
Just seems like everything's working out for Adele. Just the one name Adele, not Adele Dazeem, who is also Idina Menzel. We're talking about Adele, the singer, you know, Chasing Pavements and Hello, that one. What's her new song called? Go Easy on Me.
Yeah, Easy on Me.
On Me.
That's right.
So Adele is doing a Las Vegas stand, and she's going to play every Friday and Saturday night in Vegas. And I don't know if she, and for like, I don't know, 6-7 weeks in a row. I don't know how long she's doing it for. But basically, she's making over $1 million a weekend. She is going to earn about, well, it says 500 pounds. So I'm going to guess that's like $650,000 per night. And then while she's there, she's at Caesars. She's going to be in a $30,000 a night private suite, which is probably... just, I mean, it's got to be sick, right? For like the really high rollers.
Well, yeah.
Like
yeah,
when some sheik,
it's the presidential
some
suite,
comes over, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, 500 pounds is 680,000.
Okay, so it's good, solid money per
and
night. Yes.
They're probably giving her that, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
She doesn't have that coming out of her take. That's,
oh, no. $680,000 plus... a $30,000 a night private suite accessible at any time during the residency. So that is hers for the duration of the, whether she's there or not, no one else is in there. So she can leave her stuff. It has a butler, an executive assistant. She's got a whole security team and a chauffeur. Adele and her guests will be able to eat and drink for free at any Caesars Resort restaurant.
It's nice.
That's our casa es su casa.
There are people, look, being a rock star would be great, in my opinion. There are people, the rock star lifestyle has killed them.
Yeah.
So the idea that you can stay in one spot, do your shows, let the people come to you.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for...
put on a disguise during the day, go out and mill around. That's fun.
You're not eating craft services every single night. You're not drinking your set. You're not showing up in a new town to be the life of the party each night over the course of a year and practically killing yourself.
Yeah.
You're not doing
that. I don't
know
how long the run is. I can't seem to find an exact... I can't find an exact date, but I know it's just... oh, here it is. 24 concerts. Fridays and Saturdays at Caesar. And they run starting this week until April 16th. There
All
it is.
Right.
So what is that, like 12 million, probably $14 million total? Maybe
she could extend
more.
That as long as she, as long as people are coming, she could extend that.
The tickets are expensive. Tickets are already at, let's see, this seems impossible, but, and it's all in pounds. So it's looking, it's like $1,000 a ticket to see the, to see her. Plus there's merchandising. So the $680,000 that she's going to make each night, that's ticket sales alone. And then you add, because everyone's going to want an Adele t-shirt.
Duh.
Obviously. We're here. We paid $1,000. Get the $60 t-shirt.
Not everybody can pull this, but man, the sound will get locked in.
Yes.
The venue will feel like home to her, so she'll know sweet spots where, you know, there's spots where you can, the sound really travel, whatever. I know there are people who really...
There's a science
to know
them.
A room. Right. They start to feel the room and go, here's where I need to hit that note for this
Because I can really hear these monitors here. This is fantastic. Yeah, this is huge. Good for her. She did not need the money. But here's 12 million more. Astroworld is in the news today. Astroworld is a show. It wasn't all that long ago, early December, I think. 10 or 11 people actually were crushed to death in this. They say they all died from asphyxiation, just crush asphyxiation. So, as you might imagine, there are something like 2,000 lawsuits already filed. A lot of injuries, not because obviously just the people who died are one thing, but they're putting class action suits together, etc. The FBI has, according to this, joined the Astroworld investigation, and they've launched a website where if you were there and you have video, they want you to upload it. They say they've already gone through thousands and thousands of hours of video, and they want it all. They want to have because if they, I don't know why the FBI isn't putting people on trial or do it, but they are part of the, they have joined the Houston Police Department in investigating the circumstances that led to the crowd rush. The deadly crowd rush, they call it.
I don't doubt that the January 6th event a year ago played a role in this, because that video helped them solve a lot of crimes.
Right.
And it must, you know, really help them get a full picture of things as all this video rolls in and they go, oh, that's a view we didn't have.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying, that specifically they're looking for footage taken during his headlining performance. Travis Scott's, because this is when it happened, is when Travis Scott, and I think Drake was on stage with him, during his headlining performance at the festival. Oh, it was November 5th. Photos and videos can be uploaded. I'm on Consequence of Sound here, and there are several links directly to, so if you, hello, Houston. We just talked to someone who's new to Houston.
Hello, Houston.
Hello, Houston. If you were, or if you traveled to Astroworld, and you've got some video, they want it. They're asking for everything. Because they want to hear what he had to say. They want to, you know, if he was... Although I'm sure the whole thing was taped. I don't know why they need everybody's stuff, but they do. It's still in the news.
Houston, we have a problem.
We certainly do. So, Jamie Lynn Spears, and that's the sister of Britney Spears.
Yeah, what's her problem?
I don't know that Britney hasn't given her any money. So Britney and her entire family are buttonheads these days. And... now that she's not under her conservatorship anymore.
Things are way better.
Okay. Sure. So this story is actually...
You don't sound convinced.
I'm not. I really feel like now like the curtain's been drawn back and crazy lady back there is busy at work. So there's a girl by the name of Rachel Zegler, who you may or may not be familiar with. She is in West Side Story. So she's, I think she might even be like the chick who plays Maria. I'm not
sure. Is she an older lady then?
No. She's West Side Story. This is the new West Side Story that has just come out.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's a very young lady.
All right.
I think she's the lead character. So she did something bad. I'm going to let you hear it, but Because it's not without its, I mean.
Okay, that's Stacey Ziegler I'm looking at on video.
Rachel Ziegler.
Rachel Ziegler. Right.
So she's been doing these dramatic readings of Britney Spears' tweets to her sister. So these are actual things that Britney Spears has written. Clickety clack, clack, clack. And then she is reading them dramatically.
I don't get it. So would you call Rachel Ziegler a fan of Britney's or what?
It feels like she's poking at her.
Mocking her.
Yeah. So here it is. She's doing it like in audition form, as though she were like she makes it really dramatic, like she's really acting. And then at the end she's all, my name's Rachel Ziegler.
Congrats, babe. Stooped to a whole new level of low. I've never been around you ever with a knife, or would I ever even think to do such. And the only knife I ever saw you with at home was cutting the biggest pieces of squash I ever saw in my life, and it was way too big for me to cut. So please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now, I do know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. I'm actually very confused about you making that up, because it's honestly not like you at all. Around the kids? Jamie Lynn, seriously? Come on! You know, congrats on introducing your older sister the concept of getting low, lower, lowest. Because you win on that one, babe.
I'd hire her.
Yeah, she's great.
My name is Rachel Ziegler. I am 5 foot.
So there she does it as though she's auditioning for something.
All right. So what'd she do wrong, you say?
She did that. That's what was
wrong. Oh, that's what she did wrong.
People
doing
are
that
super,
at all, there...
super mad at her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well,
if you're
you
still
know.
Making fun of Britney Spears in 2022, you're a piece of
Leave
ass.
Her alone.
Grow up. So there is her. So she has deleted all. Luckily, the internet is forever.
Right.
So you can't get rid of them. But I did think, even though it's wrong, and I understand that, I do think we're all watching something with Britney. For her to be acting that out is...
Is it wrong?
I don't know.
I mean, I
guess
performance.
Really good acting. Like, I did think, wow, you know, if you just weren't reading some other crazy lady's words.
What she doesn't know, though, is the Britney Spears fans, are big into her.
Yes,
and so I can see them coming, going against Rachel Ziegler.
They're going to be
mad. Why do I want to say Stacey? I have no idea.
You thinking of Stacey Keebler?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. But Rachel Ziegler, I'm sorry that you didn't realize her fans. We all find out the hard way.
We do. It's true.
I have decided to not comment on Britney Spears, because people immediately go, you're not a fan and you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
We don't know, for sure.
I did definitely see her swinging an umbrella with her shaved head and thinking, maybe there is a real problem here.
Yeah. There did absolutely seem to be a real problem, and continues to be. Look, but you just because you're, I don't know. Just because you're not the brightest bulb doesn't mean need to be in a conservatorship. I really do think that she needed some help at the time. She got the help 13 years later. Why are these people in charge of her life?
Okay.
She's got her... You know what I mean? I felt that way.
I'm with all of you.
But then you do hear some of these things that she says, and you go... Wow, Rachel Ziegler just acted that out well. Then and I'm sure the internet's gonna let me know right now what an a-hole I am for saying that.
Get her.
Yeah, you internet. Said it too, Bryn.
Oh, I said nothing.
You were the one this morning. You're like, ah, that's really good.
All I said was leave Lindsay alone. All right.
All right, that's gonna do it. I think we've stepped into it enough at this point. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
All you can eat sushi makes the news.
Oh. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.